86-year-old Dr. Armand Hammer has never used his medical degree. If he had decided to become a physician, it is doubtful that he would have known these world leaders, that he would have amassed one of the world's great art collections, or that he would have been the guiding force behind Occidental Petroleum, a $19 billion a year company. When I spoke with this active and unusual man in his New York City apartment recently, he talked about the beginnings of his conglomerate.
This company, when I moved to California in 1956, was a little bit of a company. The whole net worth of the company was $34,000. And Mrs. Hammer and I were told that it was a good tax shelter to drill for oil. We had never seen an oil well. And so we loaned this company $50,000 each to drill two wells, and both of them came in with beginner's luck, and instead of having dry holes that we could write off our taxes, the stock jumped from 18 cents to $1 a share. I started buying the stock in the open market. The next thing I know, they wanted $1 million to buy a little oil field in Los Angeles. So a friend and I put up $500,000 each. It made me president. I started with three employees, and today we are the 14th largest corporation. I guess we're the 9th largest oil company. We're the 8th largest chemical company, the 4th largest coal company, and of course we're the largest beef company in the United States.
Although he is one of the world's most successful capitalists, Hammer has been a frequent and welcome visitor to the Soviet Union for over 60 years. His relationships have been at the highest level, as this autographed picture of Lenin shows. Years later, he served as President Kennedy's emissary to Nikita Khrushchev. He has known Brezhnev and Andropov, and when he meets with Premier Chernenko next month, he will do so with the conviction that U.S.-Soviet relations are finally improving.
I think President Reagan's January speech was very important because up until then, relations between our two countries were at the worst I'd ever seen them in the 60-odd years that I've been associated, more or less. There's no question that we want peace. We don't buy their ideology. They don't buy ours. And we're not going to change them, and they're not going to change us. But there's no reason why we have to threaten to destroy each other with nuclear bombs, why we can't live together and let history decide.
But do you think Chernenko and the Soviets are ready to improve relations with the United States?
Definitely. I think that the move sending Gromyko was the first step.
Dr. Hammer, do you think the Soviets like Reagan?
They want to see if Reagan will be the same Reagan after election as he is before election. I'm convinced that he's sincere in wanting peace.
Hammer is in the news now for yet another reason. As a friend of the next King of England, he may well play a role in the life of the newest member of the royal family, Prince Charles and Princess Diana's two-month-old Prince Harry.
Are you going to be Prince Harry's godfather?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been asked. I know there's been some rumors to that effect.
Well,
I'd be greatly honored, of course.
So Prince Charles has not spoken to you about this?
No.
Let's talk about Prince Charles a little more and Princess Diana. What kind of parents are they?
Oh, they are just the same kind of parents that you and John are and every other happily married couple are. They're very domestic. We had lunch with them in their country home, which was a farm, and Prince Charles was very proud of the fact that they raised all their own food, which was served for lunch, and when we left, he brought two boxes of strawberries and raspberries that he'd picked himself in the garden. And we had dinner one night. At this dinner, I was seated next to Diana. I said, you know, I'm so fond of Prince Charles. And I said, if he told me to jump through that window, I said, I'd jump through the window. And she said, I'd be right after you.
Oh. How in the world do you do it? What is your secret? What's your formula for staying so energetic?
Well, first of all, I was asked that question after a lecture not long ago by a young lady. She and I said, I don't smoke, I don't drink hard liquor, and I swim every day a half an hour. And she said, my father didn't smoke, he didn't drink hard liquor, and he exercised every day, and he died when he was 48 years old. How do you explain it? And I said, well, he didn't do it long enough.
Do you think age is any factor in electing a president?
No.
Do you think it has anything to do with
having... I think it depends on the individual. Some men are old at 40, and some men are young at 80.
Is money important to you?
Just so that I can give it away. I give away about 90% of my income every year to various charities. I give away every year to cancer. And I'll give $1 million to whoever develops a vaccine like Jonas Salk did. There are two things I hope to accomplish before I die. One is to find a cure for cancer, and the other is to bring peace to the world.
If Arm & Hammer could do those two things, he would have accomplished everything in the world. All of the world would have wanted
his
to accomplish.
Goals, but ours.
I did say that he was the 14th richest man. I meant to say, of course, that Occidental Petroleum is the 14th richest company in the Fortune 500 list of leading companies, but there are some that say he may be the richest man in the world, but that's for Armin to know and us not to at this point. He's 86. Francis is 83.
Well, that's his secret. He married that younger woman.
That younger woman, and she keeps right up with him. I said, Francis, how do you do this? It was London one day, Hamburg the next, all around the world. And she said, well, if we ever stop for more than a day or two, we just collapse. So we just keep going, and that keeps us young, keeps us looking forward to things. It's wonderful. Now, here is a wonderful photo right here of Francis. Here's Francis with little Prince William. And Francis and is very close with Princess Diana and Prince Charles. They spent a lot of time with them at their home, the palace, if you will. And Prince Harry, wouldn't that be wonderful if he were the godfather? I wonder if he was really asked and he just didn't tell us. It's a big secret.
Let's hope he is.